जन सलाह कया चक्षुर उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विजे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्मोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणम्। On the bank of Ganga in Kashi. So come there. Mahaprabhu is sitting on the ground, but on the bank of Ganga. Sanatan Goswami, like a student, praying and hearing very attentively. Like he is drinking nectar from his cup of ears. He telling, Kam lag Krishna bhaje, paaye Krishna rase, kam chhadi das hoite hai abhilashe. 22, chapter 41. Paya. Who is ready? Please. What? No sound?
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, text 41. Translation, Vanishila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When someone engages in Lord Krishna's devotional service for the satisfaction of the senses, and instead acquires a taste to serve Krishna, he gives up his material desires and willingly offers himself as an eternal servant of Krishna.
No purport? Some? Krishna is so merciful. If anyone chanting, remembering him, and if any wants to fulfill his desire, sense gratification, very soon Krishna gives it. And after that, what he does? He takes away all his worldly desires. And very soon, he gives a test in his pure bhakti. A boy of 5 years, Dhruva, he went to his father with his stepbrother. King took the stepbrother Uttam in his lap. It means, he is now, like prince. And after him, he will be king. It means. Dhruva wanted to also to sit in his lap because he was senior and
elder than him
and very qualified. And king also wanted to take in his lap. But at once the stepmother told, you should die and come in my womb, take new birth, then you are qualified to sit in the lap of your father and then you can be king. If you are not coming from my womb, you cannot be. you are not qualified. King was fearing from his that wife. Why? Because she was so beautiful. So beautiful. And she was some younger, young more. So king used to fear. Though the first was very qualified, or very devotee, pure devotee, but Krishna, that king rejected. He wanted to have some love and affection worldly with that Suruchi. So when he rejected king and fearing from his wife, then the boy began to weep like poisonous snakes. He at once came to house and he was weeping so bitterly. Mother asked, why you are weeping? And what he told, king rejected me, my father. But I want to have a kingdom like that. His mother told us, oh, your elder brother is Hari. Why not go in? And he has powerful to give this. So you should call your elder brother and he will come and give that position. More than that. Where he is? Oh, he is everywhere, but you can go in forest and alone, where there are no anyone, nirjan,
solitary place.
And you should call him with tears. At once in the midnight, no permission with anyone, he went to her mother also, and he quickly gave up the home and went to her. Very dangerous forest in Madhuban. Only tigers and bears at that time in Madhuban. And he made a very fixed determination. I will do or die. And thus he wanted to call Krishna. In the meantime, Narada came. He is very merciful. Oh boy, why you are like so? You should return to your home. Otherwise, wild bears, tiger, mad elephants and all will eat you. Oh, don't I care. I don't care. I have come to call my elder brother, Hari. Oh, it is not so easy. You should return and go to home. He tried so much, but he was fixed. Then he told, oh, now you are right. I am giving you one mantra, and he gave mantra. You should take bath in Jamuna and go to this place, Madhuban, on a high place. In 6 months you will have the darshan of Hari, and then you can beg. He went there. First month, only leaves, dry leaves, after 7 days, some water. Next month, what? Giving up leaves. After 15 days, he began to take some water. And after 1 month, even left water. Only after 1 month or so much, he used to take some stop there. And after 4 months, he totally was. Whole world began to like fire. Brahma and demigods became very worried. And at once Narayan came in his heart, four-handed. Oh, now he became very happy. Narayan came out of his heart and came
in front of him
on ground. And he saw, oh, Krishna, Narayan is here. Narayan gave a bond that you will have the kingdom of whole universe, first with this earth, whole earth, for 33,000 years. You will test the kingdom. And telling he disappeared. Oh, now he became. Was lamenting so much, lamenting. Why I took this bone? I came to search broken glass pieces. But what happened? At once, what?
Diamond.
What kinds of diamond?
Jewel.
It can give legs and legs. Oh, you can see there were some chairs. You should supply them. Oh, young person, they should give chairs. Young person, they should come here. You can see. Thank you. So, he was crying bitterly. Why I requested a bone for this? Oh, so much fie on me, fie on me. I could not realize that diamond or desire diamond. I only collected some broken glasses. What is broken glass? No value of these worldly things. Kingdom and all. He was weeping so much. Then yes, aerial voice came and pacified. Don't worry. You wanted this, so you will have to to test for 36,000 years. And then you will have your mind. You have begun your bhakti, but then you will have some special dham about. Oh, he was weeping. I have lost my 36,000 of years. Why I did so? So he came in his kingdom and his father gave his whole kingdom and plus the kingdom of whole this universe. And after, when he became old, then no death, he put his feet on the head of death, and with that body he went to Dhruva Lok. What doing there? What doing? Oh, it is not mortal land, transcendental, but no service, because he was not so much good association afterward like Narad and others. He was not in association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associates. I think you are more fortunate than Dhruva. But also, what? Very weak. He was determined. But you some way, you will see any very first class or beauty, at once you will be attracted. I am telling for each other. So they say demarcation line. I have made. Be careful. So don't be attracted. You have so much chance to hear Mahaprabhu this katha. But if you have no trust in this, then your life is useless. I told yesterday. So Krishna is so merciful that even for any desire, you are calling Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
But, oh, careful for offenses. No offenses. It may be some unwanted thing, desire. no harm. But there should be no offense to Guru, Vaishnava, Hari. Nama, Paradhano. Very, very. If you are doing it unknowingly, then it is what? Like a pap, sin. But if you are knowing and you are now devotee, knowing all these things and doing again and again, again that, then Nama, Paradhano. So you should be very careful for this. संसार भ्रमिति कनो भाग्य के होता रे नदीर प्रवाहे जनो कष्ट लागी तीरे महाप्रभु बट ओके बेटू
There are unlimited conditioned souls who are bereft of Lord Krishna's service. Not knowing how to cross the ocean of nescience, they are scattered by waves, time and tide. However, some are fortunate to contact devotees, and by this contact, they are delivered from the ocean of nescience, just like a log floating down a river accidentally washes upon the bank.
Kono bhagye ke hota hai? What is the meaning of kono bhagya? What fortunate? Any sukriti. That is sukriti. What is that sukriti? What? Anyhow. If you are in connection of Krishna or any associates of Krishna, at tadiya vastu, tadiya means tulasi, ekadasi, Ganga, Nam, his birthplace, pastime places, oh, these are. So if you are anyhow in connection, oh, this is called very powerful. And then any high class of devotees will come to you. Certainly he will come. Krishna will arrange. Like Sukadeva Goswami, like Narada Goswami, like Rupa Goswami, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went through whole India, here and there. And those who saw from his glance, at once they become Vaishnava. Rupa Sanatan and all others like that. Oh, very powerful. Dur darsane te jahar aise Krishna prem.
Among the Prabhu,
Krishna prem, Janmaya, dur darsane. Oh, anyone? Oh, tigers, bears, any animals, humans, Pukkas, Chandal, Dravida, Jan, Kasa, all day. There may be anyone. And they are saying, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami is coming. We, not liberated soul, we are sadhak, simple. Simply, simple sadhak. And so many persons are all inspired. And if Chaitanya, any associate, liberated, and coming, what will be? Now you are 3, and then will be 3 lakhs. All will be inspired. So, this is only sansar bhramite kono bhagyavan ji. Kon? Kono mane? Rare. Rare. I know that in LHUA, it may be 1 lakh population, whole?
100,000?
No, 60 people
are. Not devotees, I am.
In district, county,
population.
5,000.
Dolak. I told 1 lakh, but really 2 lakhs. In devotees, 500 families. And in them, how are you here? only few. So in this world, a very big population, very big population. In India alone, one Arab, 1 billion. China also more than this. Half of the whole world population, India and China. Oh, India is somewhat jumping from China also, very quickly. They cannot support and nourish their children even jumping in population. Very thick population. But how many are devotees? If there are some devotees, but not pure devotees. If they are pure devotees, but not Krishna. If they are Krishna devotees, but so many things. Not one point. They worship here, there. And if they are one-pointed, what doing? Oh, for mukti. And among them, very rare are that they want only one pure bhakti. In pure bhakti, oh, dasaras, very few. Among them, very few shakha. In them, very few. In lakhs and lakhs, very few. What? Vatsalaras, very few. And among lakhs and lakhs Vatsalaras devotees, oh, very rare, what? Gopi mood. In lakhs of gopi mood, it may be Chandravali, Bhadra, Shyamla, here, there. In the group of here, there. Very rare among them, what? In the group in the group of Srimati Radhika. But even in a Lalita group, very rare are most devoted to Lalita. In Lalita group, very few in the guidance of Arupa. Very few. So, Nadira prava hai jeno kashti lagi tire. What is the meaning? Oh, like a river. Can you explain this? Nadira prava hai jeno kashti lagi tire.
Like the force of a river.
I don't know the rest.
You can? Can you?
Yeah.
Microphone, please.
Justice.
What do you have to say?
No, go.
Ball. Like by the force of the river, a wooden log may come to the shore, so the jiva may come in contact with such pure devotee.
More? Yes. What do you want? You should explain.
In this material world, the jiva is carried along in so many activities. It doesn't
know. No, you should come to this point. Don't make it long, that 1 hour it will take. He can take 2 hours, 3 hours. No.
No harm. No harm.
So it may be that as the log is floating in the river, it will wash up on the bank. So in the same way, jivas in this world, they're traveling and traveling. And it may be that they come in contact with sadhus, or anything to do with Krishna, like Ekadasi, Janmashtami festival, Mahaprasadam. And in this way, they make some Sukriti. And when their Sukriti is accumulated, then they wash up on the shore. That means they come into good association and enter into the line of pure bhakti.
Like a river. Don't do. It makes me. Don't do. You just try to listen and keep here. And if you are not doing, you cannot. Like a river. There is flood in river. In flood, you know that from various parts of places, so many things coming together. And sometimes they make a tapu, island. No? Sometimes. of sense from here and there, taking, cutting here, there, and they take it in one place, and it becomes island. And sometimes islands, cutting, and going here, there. If there is a straw, there, where it will go? In that flood, any certainty, it may go to ocean, to here and there. But anyhow, there was wind, favorable wind, and it was not in the direct current. So anyhow, by the help of wind, that straw came where? How it came? Anyhow, so we are like draw straw. No strong, no strength, nothing. But if you have done your past life, something related to Krishna, then by the wish of Krishna, endless mercy, you can be in line. What is line? Association of bhakti is line. And that high class of association, they will give you so much power, inspire you, and then they will manage your Gurudev, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, initiation, serving of Gurudev, and gradually Nishtha will come, then test will come, then Asakti will come, more Shuddha Sat will come, and thus your life will be successful. So he is telling you. Kono bhagye karo sansar khayan mukha hai sadhu sanga tare Krishna rati pajay. Anyone who is so fortunate, Krishna will manage what? Sadhu sanga. And he is telling, sadhu sanga sarva shastre kai lo matra sadhu sange sadhu sanga. Meaning,
by good fortune, one becomes eligible to cross the ocean of nations. And when one's term of material existence decreases, one may get an opportunity to associate with pure devotees. By such association, one's attraction to Krishna is awakened.
If you are so fortunate to be in the association of high class of Vaishnava, they will give the same fruit as you are taking so much, making so much labor, so much everything, and you will get in thousands of births. Or sadhu sangha, what will do? Quickly, in a moment. So, this sadhu sangha is so higher class. And if you are rejecting how high class of association, it means spoiling your life. If anyone is making some wall, you cannot go to associate and to hear Harikatha from elevated or high class of Vaishnava, then who is he? He is your enemy. He is like a dragon. Dragon, you know? What? In ocean, dragon? Liked it so much. Be far away from them. Don't take any suggestion from them. Only you can do, pranam forever. Like this. Mahat kripa bina, 51. Mahat kripa bina, kono karme bhakti na. Krishna bhakti dure raha sansar nai khay. What meaning?
Unless one is favored by a pure devotee, he cannot attain the platform of devotional service. To say nothing of Krishna bhakti, one cannot even be relieved from the bondage of material existence.
What she told? What is the purport? You should
here.
If you are not understanding, just raise your hand. But here.
Is stressing the importance.
Or take it very important and try to follow in your life. If you want really bhakti, and if you want to be happy in your life.
Here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is stressing the importance of sadhu sangha. Unless we have sadhu sangha, the association of pure devotees, hearing from them and serving under their guidance, will not be able to enter into the path of pure bhakti. We will have a misconception. We'll think that our activities are devotional service, but actually they are mixed with so many types of karma, jnana, yoga, bhakti abhas, the semblance of bhakti, and different forms of things. We'll think this is bhakti, but really it's not. Only by very good association, some discrimination will come in us to understand what is actually shuddha bhakti. And if we do not avail ourselves of the association of high level of devotees, what to speak of attaining bhakti, will not even be able to get out of the cycle of birth and death.
There was a king. Name Rahugan. Very learned person. Knowing so many things. He was going to any high class of devotee like Kapil Dev, himself incarnation of God, on a palanquin. Anyhow, by his past Sukriti, Bharat Maharaj was there taking palki. They engaged and he was going. And he was amazing to Bharat Maharaj, not knowing him that who is he. Oh, you are very lean and thin, you cannot
walk.
Oh, you know, I am king. I can punish you. I can give you a lesson for your whole life, you know. You can try to take palki in well. And mercifully he told, if there is palki, palanquin, then it is to carry, no harm. If you are really king, also to carry your orders, no harm. But you should know. Are you king really? For how many days? When you took birth, you are king, and after your death, you will be the king? Or you told that I am very fat. Really, I am not fat. What you are seeing externally, like foolish persons, you are foolish. I am not fat, I am not lean, thin. I am more
minute
than air. More than that. I am not fat, not this or anything. And he taught so many good philosophy. And then he was wondered, please tell me, who are you? And he got up from palanquin and folding his hand. Who are you? Out of pity, he told that, have you heard the name of Bharat? After his name, the name of Bharat is Bharat Varsha. I am same Bharat. I ruled this whole world for 50,000 years and I left. I am same Bharat. Oh, you are in my dynasty. Oh, same Bharat. And he has now so much faith, honor for him. And then he asked so many questions and he answered them. Then he became satisfied. And then at last he is telling, Bharat Maharaj instructing him, Rahuganait tattapasana jati na chajya nirvapanad grihatva na chandasa naiva jalagni surjai bina mahatpadar jos. O Rahugan King, hear me. Anyone, without the mercy of any high class of Mahat, Krishna is Mahan. He is Mahan Api Mahan. And his devotees are Mahat. So without the mercy of any Mahat, by worshipping sun, fire, demigods, anyone, by his own intelligence doing so many things, even chanting and remembering, you are doing chanting so much. And if you have no mercy of Mahat, then what will be? Authentic bogus things are bhakti. And we will be cheated. Like now, oh, so many are cheated. They thought that, oh, this is only bhakti. Oh, distribution of books only is bhakti, and it will take us to Golok Vrindavan. And first number, Brahmananda, oh, his name was written first. Oh, in this week you are highest in the top of book distributor. But now where is Brahmananda? Where? He could not understand the mercy of his Gurudev. So, not only, oh, thousands and thousands are devotees like this, thinking that I am doing bhakti, but they are, oh, thousands of miles away from bhakti, real bhakti. If they are chanting, what is that? They chanted. But what was that? Karma. Only karma. Creative karma. And that is why they went and they are testing that creative karma. So kaunu karma, if they are coming here, but there are so many false ego. So all are karma. But if Mahat is there, by only clearing the tools of any devotee, he can be like Narottam Thakur. What he was doing, what he practiced, or any Mahat like Loknath Goswami, he was clearing only his tools. And what became? Oh, Narottam Das. Who is Narottam? Krishna is himself. Narottam. Naranam Uttamam. You know Narottam. Anyone can be like this. Without Mahat Kripa, Naishang Mati, Urukrami, Spichat Anartha Jadu, here also he is telling, Mahat Pad Rajo Vishekam. You should not fight on your chanting. You should not fight on your hearing. You should have faith very strongly to pure devotee. And from their mouth you should hear. And in his guidance you should chant. Very quickly you will be successful. Whatever you do, not only Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu, school career clearing, or only Brahmi or anything doing in their guidance, oh, it will be pure bhakti. So Mahat Kripa, Mahat Kripa, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. So Mahaprabhu is telling that. Krishna Kripalu Arjuna Lakhakariya Jagate Rakhya Chen Upadesh Diya. What? Oh, 56.
Krishna is so merciful that simply by aiming his instructions at Arjuna, he has given perfection to the whole world.
Oh, Sarva Guhyat. Guya Sunime Panamambacha Ishtu Asime Dirhamiti Toto Bhakshamite Hitam Manmanabhava Madhabhakto Matiyaji Mang Namaskuru Mameva Aishashime Satyam Pratijano Priyasime. This is the essence of whole Gita. Essence of whole Gita. Guhya Guhyatar Guhyatam or Sarva Guhyatam. This is Sarva Guhyatam. This is the essence of Gita. Mahaprabhu not told that it is Bahya. He told only for Sarva Dharman Parityajyamamekam. Oh, it is Bahya. But this Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto, like gopis, like gopis. Krishna told to Uddhava, my gopis are like this. Mat ta man manaska madarthe tat daihaka. Oh, you should go and pacify. You should not try to pacify by your intelligence and your learning. Oh, I am giving some lines for them. Please take it and you should tell to them. You know, manmana bhava? I have told so many times. So, no, it will take so much time. Huh? Oh, manmana bhava means, what is the meaning?
Always think of me. Your mind should be focused on me.
How? Oh, there was a newly married gopi. Came from Varshana to Nandagram. No? Nandagram he came. And he has heard that, oh, very beautiful Shyami. And he plays on flute very smiling. If anyone goes, never, he gives his heart or her heart. And he never returns it. One day by chance, Krishna was taking his legs and legs cows and friends who was coming from the very lane, knowingly. For whom? For that. Because always she wanted to see Krishna. So Krishna was passing through that lane. She was in the courtyard with her mother-in-law and sister-in-law. She was ready to go on the street or in the lane. But her mother-in-law was telling her, don't go. Then her mother, why should I not go? Oh, because there is a very poisonous black serpent, snake. He will bite you. You should. And you will see, he will bite. His poison never will no down. Oh, why your daughter is going? She went there running. Why you could not check her? Are I am telling to you, you are new one. You should not go. But why you are going? Keeping me here? Why so many ladies are going there? Even mothers are going, sisters are going, new married gopis are going. All are going there. Even old persons, old blind persons are going. And only he will bite me? Oh, certainly. Oh, you should be here, I am going. He told her, just said, oh, I should not wait. I must go. What will be done, I will see last in the later on. And telling, she went. And she was waiting on his door, peeping from behind doors. Oh, Krishna, knowingly, he took the tail of any very good calf. And he jumped quickly. And he came very nearer to that newly married gopi where she was. Oh, only no
eyelid is not coming down.
With only one straight he was seen. Krishna came, smiled, and took his float and touched here. Like this. And she saw Krishna. And by that, through eyes, he took her heart and kept in his heart and quickly ran away from there. This gopi became mad because his mind, attention, heart, everything Krishna took and went away, running. And see, gopi was there, standing. Now he's her mother-in-law came. What are you doing? I told you that don't go. I see that that black snake has bite you. And the poison is there. Oh, come on with me. Anyhow, she dragged in house. How I should make him incense? She was thinking that very great problem. Oh, she told that go to this house and bring one
churning
pot, yogurt, with yogurt. And you should. Oh, she went inside and took a pot, thinking that this is yogurt pot. But what is really a pot in which it was kept all seed?
Mustard seed.
And she took and began to
chant.
His mother-in-law again came. Hello. What are you doing? I told you to
chant
yogurt and you are churning these mustard seeds. But even he was not incensed. Krishna has taken her mind and heart. Again he told, oh, come on with me. Very soon. And he gave one water pot here, big. And after that one, three, four. And he gave also here, one pot, three, two pot, three pot. And he gave a little boy, his boy, or in this life, and some
rope
and some
bucket
here. And you should go and bring her from that well, Panghat, Panihari Kunda. Anyhow, she went, but her mind was where Krishna was. He was not incensed. Taking all, he went to the well. As there is a practice to go there, so in practice she went there. She kept that child there, all the vessels there, and took his robe. And he made a
knot.
And he thought that this boy, there's no difference in boy and that person. And she gave in the neck of that boy. Oh, all the so many gopis were there. Oh, what became? Oh, any ghost is there. There is bhoot. Bhoot means?
Ghost.
But some though knew this fact. No, bhoot. Oh, Nandapoot. What is the meaning of Nandapoot? Oh. He is like a bhoot and he is there. And then anyhow they prohibited and took her to his home. So this is manmana bhava, not ordinary thing. Or so many munis, they want to be like that manmana bhava. Arjun told what? Oh, in battlefield, how can I be like this? Oh, you are telling me to fight with archer? And there are so many enemies. How I can give my mind to you? Then you should do bhakti. Oh, how I can chant and remember? If I am dancing and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, they will kill me. And what to do? Then?
Madhyaji.
Oh, you can do worship. Oh, from where I will bring so many paraphernalias? Oh, like ghanta, like this. And again my enemy will kill me. What to do? Oh, you should not do anything. You should do only one pranam. It is enough. But in what way? In what way? I surrender, totally surrender, offering everything. So this is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, manmana bhava. So Mahaprabhu is telling, manmana bhava. But how it will be? Format, what is now? Oh. I wanted to explain more, but now it is 7:30. Only I will tell one thing. श्रद्धा शब्दे विश्वास कहे सुदृढ़ निश्चय कृष्ण भक्ति कैले सर्व कर्म करता है पटित मिनी
That one should perform bhakti with very firm faith. Sudrida nishchaya means that it should be very firm faith, completely determined. And if one does bhakti in this way with complete faith, all activities, all worldly obligations are fulfilled.
Or something golmal.
Shraddha, the meaning of shraddha.
What is? विश्वास कहे सुदृढ़ निश्चय
टू
नॉट हैव इफ दैट इज देयर सुदृढ़ निश्चय एनी डिवोटी एनी वन वाज डिटर्मिनेशन फॉर डिटर्मिनेशन व्हाट इफ आई एम सर्विंग कृष्ण चैंटिंग कृष्ण हियरिंग कृष्ण देन माय होल लाइफ इज सक्सेसफुल आई हैव डन एवरीथिंग My all jobs, my all kartavya, responsibility, what will be done only by chanting Krishna with this faith. This is transcendental faith. Then you will follow Gurudev word, Krishna word, Shastra word. Oh, this is very rare. There is some Shraddha, but our Shraddha is like weak. I know. That some of you, they have real faith, real shraddha, but some are very weak. Sadhu Sangha can give this real transcendental faith. Shraddhaman jan hai bhakti adhikari, uttam madhyam kanishta shraddhan sai. No. So who is qualified for bhakti? Who? Only those who have these kinds of real shraddha. And according to the level of this faith, bhakta are of three kinds, uttam, madhyam, only according to their faith in Krishna. Shastri Jukti Sunipun Dhrita Shraddha. Tomorrow I will explain it in very well way that you should understand and try to follow. I think that you should not return barren. You should take something from here and return with something positive wealth. And that wealth is what? What we are discussing here. And you will be happy. Then you will think that something is here. And then you will be really adhikari, qualified for real uttama bhakti. You should try to follow all these things. If I am going from here to European countries, here and India, don't think that I have gone. Swamiji is always with you. I am always with you. Remember us. A power will come and you should be very strong. Don't feel what? Way. Always chanting, remembering in good way. Try to have this main object of the life. My blessing is there. Always I will pray your Gurudev also, Krishna and our Guru Parampara. Gaur Prema. Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadhai. Meaning?
One should be more humble than the blade of grass. One should be more tolerant than the tree. One should not think of getting any respect for oneself, but should give all respect to others. And in this way, one can continuously chant the name of Hari.
If any man, devotee is like this, any problem in this world? Why we are quarreling ourselves in our one family of Mahaprabhu? What is the reason we are?
We have not drunk from the cup containing this formula.
These four qualities are not there. We don't want to give proper respect.